When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday Girl.
Hey, I know her. This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Welcome back to Insanely Chill. Thanks again for joining us. This week I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Kelsey. Beautiful pregnant wife, Kelsey.
Yay! Woo! Oh, thank you so much.
Quiet on set, please. And I'm also joined by my wonderful family. My parents. Woo! My parents are here. My sister, who is also pregnant, is here.
Woo!
And her husband, Paul, is here as well.
Yes.
What? Hi. Quiet on set, please. And thanks again for joining us. As always, please like this video if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're listening to us, which we appreciate very well. Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, we're not here. No, it's cool. Whatever. Like, yeah, we're not here. It's good.
And my beautiful producers, two absolute beauties.
Oh. Ryan, did you get a haircut?
I did since last time.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Did you?
I'm getting one on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
I didn't want to leave
I'm
you
the
out.
Ryan.
Yeah.
That's a good answer to that question. Did you recently get a haircut? No, but I'm gonna.
I'm very due.
And of course, Zach.
Yeah.
We got Brandon. We got Jesse over there. Sorry, I forgot your name for a second.
We got my assistant. Cousin. Don't really remember what her name is.
Fuck, who are you?
Welcome back. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple podcast, we appreciate that very much. Go ahead and give us a little review. 5 stars would be preferable, and maybe write something cheeky in there if you feel so inclined. I appreciate you very much. Now, this was intended to be the baby episode, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what we were planning, but what?
I just don't know where it's going now.
But I have a surprise.
That's what I thought. But what?
I'm also pregnant.
Oh.
This is hard because we do the show every 2 weeks, so this is going to come out like a month from now or something.
This will
right?
come out in mid 2026.
So
we actually have a 4-year-old. Year three.
It's 3 by this point.
2.
So it's going to be a little bit delayed.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, we already talked about it on your podcast.
Yes, Circle everything, Time.
Everything up to finding out, or everything after we found out you're pregnant.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what there is left to discuss.
There might be some insanely chillsters that haven't heard Circle Time.
That's a good point.
Right?
That is a good point.
And also just, let's just chat about it. I don't know. So you don't want to talk about it?
No, I do want to talk about it.
We can talk about when we told Kenny.
No, I think they saw that.
People watched it on the last episode.
I think we left it in the last episode.
Oh,
by the time people see this, that would have been a month ago.
Oh. Wait, so it was out?
Wait, a month and 3 years ago.
Sorry, a month and 3 years ago, yeah.
So the last episode was out after we announced.
Yes. The last episode has not come out yet, right?
That comes out Friday.
This is so confusing.
This Friday.
If you're thinking this is real time, it's absolutely not.
No.
It's not.
No, it came out 2 weeks from now. It has already come out 2 weeks from now.
Right. Sure.
No, they saw us tell Kenny, who we forgot to tell.
Yeah, I was like the last person, apparently.
Yeah.
Kelsey and I, in that episode, Kelsey and I have a look where I'm like, oh, and she's like.
Because I asked Cody if Kenny knew, and he said, yeah. No, Kenny knows. For sure Kenny knows.
Yeah.
And then we're on set and you offered her White Claw. And I was like, that's a little, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little bit
of a watermelon claw.
Well, I joked like, about how I wanted
messed up joke, Kenny.
I said I wanted one like as a joke. And he was like, oh yeah, I'll have one. Like, yeah, let's have one.
I know.
Sure.
The way you offered was so genuine.
And then I looked at Ryan and I was like, he doesn't know, does he?
Doesn't, he doesn't
you, the way you offered was so genuine that I was like, he wasn't joking.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. He knows she's pregnant. What is he doing? And then we're like, by the way, she's pregnant. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really shocking. And you guys, I mean, you held that for me for months.
We're so sorry, Kenny.
Just you. Yeah, just you.
Yeah, no, we were like, don't tell Kenny, please. He's going to find out. And then it's just going to be a whole thing.
That's not the first time either. Cody will be like, yeah, that, you know, when you're at my house. And I'm like, dude, I've never been to your house before. I don't know what you're talking about.
That doesn't surprise me at all, actually. But I know, I'm sorry that you were the last to find out.
No, it's totally cool. I'm honored that, you know, I'm included in this. This is so
cool.
I
am happy that I was here to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of sad that I missed out on telling you, so I am happy that I saw your reaction.
Yeah, it all worked out for the best.
It really did.
Since you were the last one to find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The very last out of anyone.
Literally everyone.
I'll let you drive. What do you want to know?
I'd like to know if finding out before Australia might have motivated you during your Ironman.
Interesting question. I've never heard that one.
Off the dome.
Natural.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want the real answer, what are you doing to prepare? Like, how's it going? But has the dynamic changed between you two? I want to know about the minutiae.
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's been pretty much the same.
But we're not like in the mode where we're like actually buying stuff yet. And besides like clothes and like shit that we're like, we actually have to get like the crib and all that mm-hmm. stuff and get the nursery ready. Yeah. We're not there yet.
Which we'll start doing that soon.
Are you going to be the type of parents that like, if I get a new golf cart, right? Or like a push cart, I'm going to get the best of the best. I'm going to spend probably a couple weeks looking into which ones have which features.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that with the stuff you get for the baby? Like crib, like get
I
the
think
number
so.
One crib.
Well, the thing is,
I don't think we will.
No. Well, this is a thing. We know a lot of people who are having babies like right now.
Yeah.
Like our best friends and like Krista and Paul. And so like,
and they've done the work.
They honestly they've done the have. Research. Like they've done a lot of research. And so I was just telling Krista, like our friends just sent us like a whole Google Doc of everything that they've researched, everything they got, what they got recommended to them through other people. Like I have other people's research.
And we're gonna raise our kid in the same way. We're just gonna look at whatever they do and be like, okay, let's just do it that way.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
These two, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
But what does that mean?
It's a joke. It's a little joke. You know, like to do those occasionally.
But are we going to read books about like having a newborn? Like there's one in my backpack.
Can you
what is
it
out? Yeah, can you
I know.
You
should, do I have to read it?
No.
What is it?
Like, you know, in Knocked Up, mm-hmm. he like goes from being the shithead and then finally he's like, you read the baby books.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think they're interesting.
Are they necessary? Did you guys read books when you were pregnant with us?
No, I never did.
Yeah.
You did?
Absolutely.
But there's only one book.
What to expect when you're expecting.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I have like one book that I read like about pregnancy, and then there's one that's like about newborns by the same person. But I have like a couple books. You know, I found all of my notes from my child development classes, mm-hmm. and I think I'm going to reread all of those.
Is that about having an infant, though?
Yeah, it's about from infancy to how they develop.
Yeah, yeah.
From when they're
but
born.
Like, that's like raising them, not like
it's
the
just like
logistics
what's
of-
good for, what's best for their developmental skills.
Like, how do we know if the baby starts crying? Mm-hmm. Like, the very first night we bring it home.
Yeah.
Him. Sorry.
That's not in a book. Like, they're not like when your baby specifically starts crying, you do.
Then what do we do?
You see if it's hungry. You see if you need to change its diaper. You see if you need to swaddle it.
They
you
come
see
with
you
user
need,
guides, you know.
What?
They come with user guides.
Oh, they do? I'm talking to the mic if you.
He did.
Yeah. No, but then he put it down and kept talking.
he's not a pro podcaster.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I'm just, give me a break.
Okay.
But is it like a,
they come with user guides.
Okay, but is it's it connected, like you can always find those online though. I always throw them out because no, you can just
change.
Search like you, baby user time. Guide PDF and then you can find it.
They change.
They change?
They change every year. Yeah, there's this the new
Yeah, they just
updated
version. The Yeah, that's true.
I am there are certain things where I'm like, how am I supposed to know how to like bathe him and
there you go. See that's what I'm talking about.
But you learn all of that. And by there's also and error. And there's also like so much information online now. We could be like, how often should we bathe our newborn baby? And like, we could also just talk to our doctor about it.
Or ChatGPT. Like, I mean, he'll
no,
tell you.
No, that is one thing I will not be consulting.
There, she will not let AI be anywhere close
near,
to our baby.
Near our child.
How often am I supposed to bathe?
No, but like, there's just like certain, like, I don't know, just, but that's you. Yeah, Cody's never held a baby.
I'm practicing.
Ever? Cody's held a baby before. Sure.
I don't think he has.
I don't think I ever have held a baby. Ever. Really? Neither has Paul?
You gotta support the head.
Support yeah. the head, yeah. And they're like slimy, right? They slip out of your grip.
Yeah, they're all greased up.
Right? They're all greased up. Yeah, you gotta be careful because of...
They're like those things.
They're like...
You know those tubes?
Yeah, the tubes. Yeah.
Your baby's just like, ah!
Yeah. His skin is going around him.
How the fuck?
We'll figure it out. I think like you just learn as you go. But we should. I do have a book that I'm personally going to read, and I'll tell you things from it. But also, you have a book. If you want to read it, read it.
Yeah, I will.
What book
is that
are
a
you?
Dare?
What book are you carrying around in your backpack? I'm so interested.
I don't know. I got myself some books and I was like, look at these baby books. And then he was like, are there any for dads? And so
it's called like expecting father or something. Yeah. How to be an expecting father. Like, I think it like coaches you through pregnancy, tells you all like the steps. I do have an app.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks to Paul.
Daddy Up.
Called Daddy Up.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so funny. There's like pregnancy apps that, you know, track the like her pregnancy and tell you how big the baby is, how her body is changing, but they're all obviously geared towards the woman, the pregnant woman.
Right.
And then like someone's idea along the way was like, I'm going to take the same thing, but brand it like like dude version. But it's so like cheesy. It's like all lumberjack themed. It's so cheesy. It's like so fucking cliche.
It's really funny.
Hold on, I'm going to open it up and tell you what it says right now.
I mean, it sounds like there's a hole in the market for us to create one that's like pretty cool. Like, what's up, man?
Like a cool daddy up.
Yeah. Like, this is what's going on with your baby.
It's week 19 and the mountain is gracing you with rocky terrain and sleep deprivation. But warriors don't need sleep, only victory.
Every single time I'm awake in the middle of the night, he's asleep. So that's, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, where's the rocky terrain for you?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
It's been fucking fine for me. Yeah. I've been sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, you've been totally fine. I've watched you because I've been awake throughout the night. And you seem to be just kind of chilling. So.
Lady clues.
Uh-oh.
You're making camp on the mountain, and Kelsey is suddenly writhing in pain. Leg cramps.
I also hate that it says my name. It always startles me.
You had to input her name to start?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, who is your, like, lioness or whatever? Leg cramps. Help her stretch her legs and calf muscles at any hour, no matter how late, no matter how tired you are. Dads don't snooze until the job is finished.
That's right.
Au contraire.
I haven't been having many leg cramps, so he hasn't had to step in there.
Yeah, you've been fine. Leg-wise, you're chilling.
Yeah, very chilling.
This week, your cub is the size of an American pika. What?
What's an American pika?
Can we pull that up, Zach, please?
Yeah, can you look up an American pika? Is this some sort of... Oh, wait, it says it. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. You have a Pokemon in your stomach?
That's
so
awesome.
Sick.
Wait, is that what Pikachu is?
That's got to be it. Pika.
It got to be.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That kind of makes me want to cry.
Where do you find these things?
That is the cutest little thing I've ever seen. What the heck is that? Yeah, where do you get those?
Where are they?
The Rockies. In Alberta.
The Rockies?
The Rockies in Alberta, yeah. We see those all the time.
Well, that's appropriate.
Yep.
You see, and you see, US. You say, that's a pika.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're in decline because of global warming.
Really? You yeah. knew what a pika was?
We've
Chris is doubting that.
No, we've seen them.
I did, yeah.
Not that often.
Wow. Wow, that is crazy. I've never heard of a pika.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, so
there they are.
So that's the size of the baby.
Right? Yeah. Pika size.
Wow.
That is the cutest thing ever. Look at that little guy. Have you okay, Cody?
Sorry, I'm still looking. I'm still going through daddy up.
Okay, but I just have like a random off.
Yes.
Off a thing. Tangent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Yep.
Do you see other animals and you either classify them as reminding you of Chili or reminding you of the cats? Because no. I do that with every single animal. Ducks are the cats.
Okay, why?
Like when I see ducks, they remind me of the cats.
Why?
I don't know. But that guy reminds me of Chili. But like there are certain animals, like every animal is a different, it's either Chili or ham and brisket.
Yeah. I know, I see that. And now that you say that, I'm going to do it every single time I see an animal.
Let's think of another one. Give me an animal.
Panda bear.
Chili.
Chili. Another one.
Goldfish.
Cats.
Yeah. That's tough. I guess I would say cats. Kind of went to razor, honestly. But...
Oh, my lizard.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about the fish.
All right.
Razor. How about giraffe?
I think Chili.
Giraffe? No, the cats.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
It's like whenever we get home and Brisket like stands on a chair.
Yeah.
And he, like,
yeah, that's it. True.
When we like push him, mm-hmm. like when he's like trying to get food and we push him and he like won't and he like leverages with his back feet and so he just gets super long and weird looking and we're like,
yeah.
Ugh. I hate him. I hate him when he does that.
Look at him in disgust.
I don't hate him. I hate it when he does that.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
Because he lengthens out and he doesn't even look like a cat anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Anyway, that's been going through my mind a lot, actually. Because we see those ducks by our house, and every time I'm like, that's ham and brisket.
Yeah. That's funny.
Not Chili.
Got
but
it.
Yeah, just so we're clear.
That's interesting.
The owls are also ham and brisket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have these big ass owls that are just, I know they're just hunting Chili.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting.
Waiting for the day.
They're just around all the time now, and they never used to be. So I think they saw him one time, and now they know. So every time I walk in the driveway, like I see one of them swoop around and land on top of the house. It's scary.
Yeah, we got to be
And they're like
careful.
This big. They're huge. You saw one. What? They're this big.
They're big.
Yeah.
But that means we have to get a big dog to protect him.
Yeah.
What kind of big dog do you think you'll get to protect, to be the muscle for Chili?
We want, what's it called?
A Great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because they're like nocturnal or something. So they sleep all day. And then at night, they're just up watching the place, basically.
They're so cute. Yeah.
Oh, those are really
cool. It's like intuition for them to just like protect whatever is... Like
that would
around.
Be yeah. so awesome.
And I found like a rescue that has a lot of them. So
really?
We're looking into it. Yeah.
That's good. What rescue?
Bunny's Buddies.
Oh. Great name.
Thanks.
Bunny's Buddies.
I know you'd appreciate it, Ryan.
Love. Love
is this
a good
dog
rescue.
More of a Chili or more of
a. Dog is more of a Chili.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Dogs are usually
See, I'm doing
more
it
chili.
Now every time.
Dogs in general are usually Chili.
Depends.
That's true.
It depends.
Yeah.
Like a greyhound, like a really skinny greyhound.
It's
that'd be
chilly.
More. That'd be Brisket when he's doing the standing thing.
Oh my god! I didn't know that. Like, just sat with you so much.
Me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
So, anyways.
Anywho, sorry. Back to Daddy Up. I saw the animal and he reminded me of Chili. So
yeah.
I had to tell you.
Any other questions about the pregnancy or anything?
Well, I do actually. I think people want to know if you've narrowed down any names for the baby.
We do. We have one.
We have a
you
name.
You have the name.
We have a name that we really like. Yeah. I don't know that. I feel like we're not going to be like a 100%. This is the name until it gets closer.
Okay.
But there's like there's one that we both feel good about that we kind of like refer to him as. And as we've been. There is a white claw over there.
I actually saw you take a sip and I thought you were sipping White Claw. But there is an empty White Claw over there. Every time you do it, I get distracted. Sorry. So I'm so sorry. I just want to make sure my husband's company is running smoothly.
You thought because we've been joking about it so much. Yeah, you were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do it.
I'm a thug.
They seem chill with it, honestly. Yeah. So I'm just going to fucking do it.
Anyway, what was I even saying? We like the name even after we've been saying it. Okay. So, but we're not going to tell.
Yeah, what if it comes out and you're like, and we're like, it looks nothing like the name? What do you think it is?
It's probably Ryan.
Yeah, do you guys have any guesses?
It's Ryan.
I would imagine.
What?
It's Ryan.
It's Ryan.
Ryan. What? Ryan.
We would never, ever name it
Ryan. And okay. That's why it's not Kenny.
It's nothing about...
never name my baby Cody either.
It's nothing about you or... We just hate that name.
Jesus Christ.
That is not true.
Okay.
That is not true.
Is Ryan more of a chili or cats?
That's a really good question. Thank you so much for asking. Ryan is.
Are we gonna think that when the baby comes out, we're gonna be like, so what do you think? We're both gonna be staring at it like, oh my god,
he reminds me
so
much.
Believe this,
chili?
Yeah, yeah. I actually was gonna say ham. I don't know. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? I showed you that TikTok where it was like a little girl holding like her little cousin or something, and she was like, he looks just like Steve, and then it was like, this is Steve, and it was just a little puppy that she knew, and I was like, oh my god, that's gonna be me.
Yeah, it's just like chili.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's gotta scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes. What would you guess the name is?
Now, besides Ryan and Kenny.
Have we not told you, Ryan?
No.
Okay.
But
I
don't want to.
I know we haven't told
you. Now we're going to tell Kenny first and we're not going to.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, even this out a little bit.
Yeah.
No. I honestly don't know.
Is it named after a family member? Can you get into that? Can I get some clues?
Just guess.
Maybe?
Just
Gunther.
You see it says Gunther.
Holy
people?
Shit.
Gunther Kulajizic. I think it works.
Okay.
I know
there's
you're
a lot
to, play it
to
off.
Unpack there.
You're trying to play it off like he didn't just fucking guess the name.
Gunther, ew!
We're like, what? What? What the fuck?
What the fuck is
I can tell everybody right now it's not Gunther.
Gunther's good, though.
Really? You like
Gunther? Yeah, because it's from, I don't know.
You guys.
Well, they named their dog Chandler.
I know.
What's the percentage of like nervousness to excitement? Mm-hmm. Like Jill and I are going to start trying, right? So like
that's
told you
exciting.
This. Thank you. Oh. I mean, you never know how long it's going to take. It's one of those things. But I'm like fucking scared.
Well, you got to download Daddy Up. And
Daddy Up will make you feel like a man. I'll tell you that.
Let's get this bread, Viking.
Yeah. Let's get this bread.
Oh, God.
Viking.
I
What's
think
up,
that, guys, Ryan just opened up to us.
No, it's cool. This is how they do.
Stop
Kelsey, it's
joking
totally
around.
Not.
He opened up to us.
You've seen the meme where like someone is like, when people, I hate when people say they're going to start trying because it just means they're going to, you just told us you're going to like raw dog.
Yeah, we're just raw dogging now.
Like,
we're raw dogging.
Yeah, my wife and I are going to stop using protection.
She didn't use birth control anymore.
Cool.
So
cool,
it's all good.
That's beautiful. No, that is amazing.
It is amazing, but it is really scary. It's understandable that you're scary. I would say the nervousness to percentage.
Right now it's 90%.
Nervousness to excitement.
Excitement, I would say.
It changes every day though.
Yeah. That's true.
I feel like it really does fluctuate. I would say I'm more excited than nervous at this exact moment, but I also feel like I'm in like the second trimester and everything's like, I feel better and like, it's not too soon, but it's not like, but it's like feels very real. And so like, I feel like I'm kind of like in like a blissful state right now, but then it starts to feel more and more real. And it's also just like scary. Like everything's, I'm like always a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
About like what's going on in there because you don't actually know. But actually having the baby, like us with a child, I would say I'm more excited than nervous.
Yeah.
I'm like more nervous to get, like, I just like hope everything stays good throughout the pregnancy. And then I'm excited.
Yeah, we have the 20-week ultrasound on Monday. So that's like the one where you actually get to see like a detailed picture of the baby, like number of fingers, number of toes, all that stuff.
Yeah. Which so, we'll have already seen by the time this comes out.
Well, the kid will be three. Yeah. So we'll have real pictures of the child.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like, I like the thought of having a son is like just elation and that's it. But then you think about like just like logistics of every day and how much we're not going to sleep. And I don't know, that makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to like work and stuff. And at the same time, like I do, I would say I'd be lying if I wasn't thinking about that.
No, I know. I think that that's why there's a paternity leave.
Yeah.
And a maternity leave. It's a very normal thing to right. just like readjust your life to your new life. And yeah. then we'll figure all of that out day by day.
You know what I'm really excited to do is, you know, people always post the pictures of the dads like with the baby on the chest sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this. I'm excited for that.
That's
such
sweet.
It's such a specific
You say
it's
caricature?
Like a very specific picture that I feel like everyone yeah. posts after mm-hmm. they have a baby is mm-hmm. the dad sleeping beside the kid.
Like holding it and sleeping yeah. up on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make sure to get you one of those.
Yeah.
I'll snap it when I see yeah. it.
We get those with Chili right now. Just you and Chili.
That's
right?
True.
That's true. Yeah. yeah.
You got to take pictures of me with him also.
Yeah, I will.
So I can like remember the time,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But also like we just have to be present with him.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to make the nursery
fun.
Like dope as hell. Yeah. I wanted to, what? Did you see the, what?
I was just thinking about our nursery conversation where I was like, we need a closet. And Cody was like, I think we should put a slide in this corner. And I was like, okay, well, the slide sounds awesome, but can we just make sure that it has a changing table and a closet in there first? And then when he can
She's like, we need
walk.
A big closet. I'm like,
I didn't say, no.
You said a big closet. You
didn't
said a walk-in wardrobe.
I did not say that. I didn't say a big closet. I just said a place to hang clothes.
You want to make the whole thing a closet.
It's not true. You want
to. And no, it was a funny conversation because I'm like, we have to make it cool, like build like some structure with a slide in it or whatever. And she's like, we need a closet. And I'm like, the clothes are this big. We don't need a closet.
Yeah, he like, made me
big.
Feel so ridiculous for saying we needed a closet. And I was like, okay, well, he'll enjoy the slide when he can't even hold his head up. So that's good.
No, but then we. But then we go over to our friend's place. And they had all their, they're having a baby in September, and they had all the baby clothes in one little drawer. Okay. And I was like,
No. I will call her on the phone right now. They're putting a hanging clothing rack in the room because she wants to display all of her nice hanging clothes.
He needs a slide.
And I compromise on the slide. I said, when he has an actual room, I don't know what the hell, like, we have a one-story house. Like, I don't know where this slide
Why
is going
to
magically
Why do you want a slide
go,
so bad?
But we can it's put a slide in the room.
Okay, have you seen?
No, it's a cool idea. It's a cool idea. I just don't know if it's going to fit.
Did you watch John Legend
yes,
and Chrissy
I
Teigen's
know.
House tour?
I know.
Pull that shit up right now. Play it on mute in the background and just fast forward to
well, you can,
one of the kids' rooms.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not saying
goals.
I wanted to do this, but when I saw it, I was like, I want to do this.
But also, like, they, like, those kids that they, like, those rooms are like $7,500.
$100,000 each.
No, like, yes. The kids can actually go down a slide and, like, not.
Well, I'm saying preemptively. He needs to grow up around the slide so he feels comfortable.
We'll have a slide in our yard for sure.
Okay, look at this kid's room. Hold on. It's purple, I think. If you just, I mean, their house is
yes,
stunningly beautiful.
Dope house.
It's
insane. Should we have
insane.
Them on to talk about it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, can we get them on?
Yep.
Yeah. Can you hit up
online and ask them?
What did Bobby
there.
Do?
Boom!
Oh!
No, I know. It's obviously awesome.
Look at that.
What the hell?
As like a kid, would you have not been freaking out about this?
So you wanted to build that in your house?
We are very much on the same page that this would be the coolest thing we could put in a kid's room. Just not in a baby's nursery. Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, the slide can wait until
he knows there's a slide.
He's three.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Now we can build it now.
Okay, fine. Like, we'll meet halfway and we'll do a climbing wall instead.
Yes. Let's go. Sure.
Yeah, that works.
Okay,
too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How often do you think they use that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I would say probably every day.
I would personally go down it once a day just to keep things fresh.
It's going to stop very quickly, though. Like, this room's going to suck ass when you're, like, even when you get to 8.
No, I would like that as my room right now. What?
You would want this in our room?
If I walked in and you were like, this is our room, I wouldn't be like, what the hell? I would be like, this is kind of awesome. There's a slide, there's a ball pit, there's a bed, there's a couch. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I would kind of hate it.
Why?
Because there's just like a giant slide in it.
I don't understand the way your brain works. Sometimes you would.
I want my son to
I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you on the slide, and you know it.
Just riding it alone.
Cody, where are you?
The door closed. Yeah, you and our son are just hanging out. Where's Dad? I think I hear him in my room.
He's on the slide again.
Yeah.
You're doing the Boston cop down the slide.
The what?
Have you seen the clip of the cop going down the slide?
No.
Oh, Zach, we gotta pull it up. That's like the best clip out of the last.
I thought you knew like different slide techniques, Kenny.
I thought that was the
you don't
Boston,
know the Boston, cop?
Boston cream.
Yeah. Well, this went viral.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
We got to get volume on this. The volume's in. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god. Going down a
slide at City Hall. You guys open the door.
Oh my god, he is barreling through that thing.
That'd be so
smacking
funny.
Each sign.
You open the door to our son's room and it's just me. I'm like, nothing, nothing,
nothing. I wouldn't be
nothing.
Surprised.
You're hanging out, nothing.
Yeah. I'm like, with who? He's with me. The slide would be cool in the kids' room. I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
By the way,
just not the nursery.
By the way, there actually is a climbing wall in the other kids' room.
In Miles' room?
Yeah. Mm. Which would be cool.
That would be so sick.
Maybe we should.
Oh, it's like a safari room.
Oh, it's so sick.
Couple of chilies in the corner.
Kenny.
Nice. Kenny. Woo!
Zingers.
That's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
I think the other thing I've heard people ask is, are you guys going to be like protective of putting them online and like showing them and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Putting them in vlogs.
I kind of don't think it's fair to like plaster them online when they don't like have a choice or like no. Because I think they'll get to a certain age and they'll be like, they should make that decision eventually. I think. And it's also just like not safe, I feel like.
I agree with that.
You just don't know who's looking at those pictures for what reasons.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It's just.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think we're very much on the same page about that.
Yeah.
I also just, I want to be careful. Like, I don't ever want to like air out their business on our channels. Like, I don't want to like come in here and be like, oh my god, he wouldn't stop crying and he hates this. Like,
I'm gonna do that.
No, but we can talk about us like as what it was like. Like, oh well, he was, you know, like crying and so blah blah blah, like what we did. But like, I don't want to be like he's complaining about him online to a bunch of
I'm gonna
people.
Be talking shit.
You're absolutely not.
No, I'm not. But I always like, sometimes I hear like Tom Segura, for example, tell a really funny story about his son.
Yeah, but his son's like, old enough to where he could probably be like, can I talk about this? And the kid could be like, yes or no.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't really think about that.
I just like, one day he's gonna be like, that's so embarrassing that you told the whole
like
internet.
The most embarrassing story ever.
He's gonna be a real like.
That's a good point. Yeah, I guess. That is. I guess like if you were broadcasting all the embarrassing shit I did.
Yeah, you would probably be like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just have to like respect him, not only how he looks and stuff, but like him as a human.
Yeah.
With that being said, as the producer, when, what age do you think we can start looking at Book and Gunther to come on and Sailing Chill? Because that's going to get
Gunther
clicks.
Can come on when he feels ready. I don't know. Like, I feel like a stage mom. Like, have you ever, like, you know, like actors or like people are like, are you ever going to get your kids into acting? And they're going to be like, no, but if he says he wants to start, I'm not going to stop him.
No, that's a,
you've never
that's
heard
thing.
An actor no. answer that question like that.
No.
They're like, I'm not going to force him, but if he shows an interest in it, then I wouldn't mind
then
taking
my hands
two
are tied.
Auditions. I don't think Gunth is going to come on the podcast
anytime
soon. But
if he shows
interest soon.
In podcasting from an early age.
Yes.
Like, he comes in the room one day, he's like, Dad, did you hear that episode of Joe Rogan? I'll be like, it's time.
Yeah, exactly.
Fisher Price time. Podcasting
set. I had a parent reach out to me like that, whose kid I taught, and they were like, he's like really interested in filming and like wants to like make YouTube videos. Like, can you show him the way? And I didn't. Which I feel bad about, but I was like, I don't know about. I can just teach him how to spell his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I don't want to be like, here's your camera and here's the internet. Like, that just feels like really wrong to me.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'm not gonna open that door for him.
Let me tell you what a vlog is.
Yeah. And you're gonna read some comments, but just ignore them, buddy. You keep going, okay? So I actually never responded because I was like, I feel really uncomfortable with that.
I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I think
but smart. So I feel like he'll probably be like, what are you guys doing? Like, you, my mom and dad make videos and like stuff, but he'll just have his own life, you know?
Yeah.
Normal kid stuff.
Yeah.
My dad's DJ and a triathlete and a podcaster and a video.
That's
YouTuber.
The whole reason I'm doing any of this stuff is for dad lore. That's the whole reason. One thing is for sure, we've talked about this a lot. In depth, is that we're definitely gonna be iPad parents.
I knew this.
So we're gonna plug that pad in front of their face whenever we're at a restaurant, so we can get a little bit of peace.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yeah. No. Never in a million years.
I thought he was serious. I was like, that's a bold decision. You're not
Everyone
even gonna
wants
try.
To be like, no, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna fucking do it.
We are not. Just so we're
no, we're
clear.
Not. I always think it's so sad when you see a family out for dinner and the two kids are just headphones on.
Yeah.
Just iPad
I
with
know.
The big ass case on it. Like, just.
I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but when we were in Banff and there were like those two families sitting next to us, and it was like they had like a boy and a girl, both pretty much the same age. And this one family, like no one was speaking to each other. The kids were on their phones. One had his headphones on. It looked miserable. And the family next to us, it was like. They were all having like the most lovely conversation, and like the boy and the girl were talking to their parents, and everybody got along. And I was like, "That's what I want."
We
want
to be the first one.
Stop. Let me just say one thing seriously.
So much easier.
But I would so much rather be able to like have a conversation with my kids and have them like want to be present at a family dinner.
Yeah, I used to bring
like,
a book, right? Sometimes we would bring books to dinner.
I think that's
a lot.
Different. Like,
right?
Even like a coloring book or something. Yeah, when you're like a kid, you can't just like sit at a restaurant. You need to have like something, which is why they give kids like coloring menus and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just like, he doesn't, like you can still talk to him then, but like if he's like headphones on, iPod, he's not.
The headphones is fucking crazy.
All of it is pretty crazy.
That's insane, yeah.
I think like if he's on a plane, I'd probably like let him watch something.
Yeah, for sure.
And like that's when he could be like an iPad kid. I will also try to bring other stuff, but I remember I used to go to USC football games when I was like 2.
Mm-hmm.
I would just sit on the ground and play with Barbies the entire time. I wouldn't look at the game at all. I would literally sit on the floor. My mom would like pack me Barbies and like coloring, and I would just just be in like Kelsey land the whole time.
That's awesome.
That's cute.
Yeah, so that's what we'll do. We'll just bring random toys.
Yeah, and iPads and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, on another note, I got tatted yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Kneecap?
I got the Iron Man tat.
Yeah?
Kneecap?
Yeah, I did.
Not on his kneecap.
You can see it. It's kind of thin. Like, it's like, I like it, but.
Yeah, get that leg up.
Ooh. Yeah, look at this.
Nice, dude.
Never seen this side of us on a
Boom.
Knee chill.
Let's go.
Nice, dude.
Play the air guitar on your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog's in the air. Yeah. So it's. I think there's a cool location.
Yeah, that is cool.
It looks great.
Just the outline? You going to get colored in?
No, just the outline.
Just the outline.
Nice.
if you get it colored in, it kind of bleeds a little bit, like as it ages. My dad's has done that a sort of a little bit.
Yeah, it's just all blob. It's a big blob.
And you were too scared too, right?
Well. What?
You were too scared to get it colored in.
Yeah, and I was too scared.
Yeah.
He got one. So my brother-in-law got one that's like the logo of the 100 miler that he finished. And it's like a crow with a 7 in it. But the crow is like filled. Like it's just like the outline of a crow. But it's completely blacked out. And I've gotten like black work done before. Like a lot of it. And so I know how fucking painful that is. Like when they just circle like this, they just do tiny little circles for like 30 minutes straight. So I got my little tad. It took like 5 minutes. And then he sits down. I'm like, strap in, brother. And did it hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't flinch one time. Like you were like this.
And how,
Cody was getting his, Cody no, was getting his line. It. He was like this.
No.
Yeah, no, I have it on video.
I know. I saw the video. It's pretty embarrassing, but it's only for like 10 seconds.
He said no.
Because it was only, he did the same thing at the very beginning. He did the same thing.
Mm. And he did it.
I was just nervous that like if I'd flinch, then he would just go like this.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's why.
Yeah, but you were like stone cold the whole time.
I was going to scare him. I was going to come up behind him and go,
just give him a little
just
tickle.
Funny, just like poke his sides like this. He's like, oh. Grab his leg right here.
Just a big line.
Just fucking zzz.
Oh, no.
Up the front of your body. Zzz. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
The entire thing.
What'd you do?
The guy doesn't know.
What?
What? What happened?
We're all like, there's just a tat line that goes up like this.
And he can't feel it?
No, he did feel it. Just like, he's like, ow, what? What? And everyone's like, oh, my God.
Straight down the middle. Do people get the whites of their eyes tattooed?
Like tattooed what like another color?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I thought I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. You can go blind doing it. But yeah,
I mean, that makes sense.
It.
Yeah.
People that are into like body mods do that a lot. Like the same people that like split their tongues and shit like that.
Mm, lizard.
And get like implants to look like a lizard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, there it is right there. Love that. Love that.
Oh my God, that actually like.
So.
I felt the dried mangoes coming up there.
Holy shit.
That is disturbing.
Just put them at ease, you know?
I'm actually good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Zach's.
Ah, there we go. Back
all of
to the pizza.
He's drunk.
He's a little drunk. Yeah. He's like, yo, that's just fucking awesome. I want to do this.
Get my eyes stuck.
Anything else?
Well. Actually, yeah, I want to steer back to the baby stuff for a second, if you could humor me. Yeah.
Henny, Henny, let's do it.
Henny, that's like me Southern.
You don't want to keep talking about my tattoo?
We can come back to that, man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no worries.
Come
back to it.
So this is a segment I'm calling Parent Time Capsules, and what the idea behind it is that you're going to come across difficult and challenging times in your life when you're a parent. So this is your opportunity to speak to your son now. So I'm going to set up a scenario and you're just going to go ahead and look down the camera, address Gunther directly, and let's go ahead and get started. Here we go.
I'm scared.
Okay.
No, this first one's easy. Okay?
Okay.
First one. Your son has just scored his first goal in soccer and you two are getting in the car with him after the game. Action.
Okay.
Wow, Gunth. Are you serious? Look at you out there. What were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say, you go first and then I'll go.
Okay. I thought we were doing it together. Like,
are we doing it together?
Is everything we do as parents going to be like, you go?
Well, I thought this was like look in the camera and do it, you know? So that
should we do it separately or together as parents, as one unit?
We need some motivation.
Why don't, okay, your son is in that camera.
Okay.
Okay.
The middle one?
Yeah, the middle one.
This one.
Or the one of
the wide.
The wide.
I don't know which one that is.
The middle one.
The middle one. Okay. Is that personal enough? The middle one? Okay.
This is your bit, dude.
Yeah, it's my bit. This
I'm
is going really
this,
well.
Kenny.
We're
it
getting
is,
caught
it
in
is
the logistics.
Going really well.
Okay.
Okay, so we get in the car.
Yeah,
okay.
He just it's a game-winning goal.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
King.
Ready?
Action.
Gunth. amazing stuff. Please don't. <No.
laughs> Oh my god. All right. That's pretty good.
This is
I'll actually do it. He scored the game-winning goal.
The game-winning goal.
Dude, that is such a real-time look at what you're going to be like as a dad. Like, that is it. That's what you're going to be like.
What? Like, you know that you could do that anytime.
It's a guaranteed laugh.
Anytime I'm upset about anything, it gets me every time.
It's a guaranteed laugh.
Oh my god, that is so good. Really
I
good
bet you
stuff.
Gunther will laugh at that too.
Probably.
I know. Listen, I'm going to say, listen, Gunthy, great game out there. Keep that shit up. Yeah. And please, like, make us some damn money, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep that shit up. Get mm-hmm. a deal with the Saudi team, you know?
Okay.
These dudes are raking in hundreds of millions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here in 2026, we have 8-year-old soccer teams that are owned by the Saudis that make millions a year.
Probably.
So, yeah.
Only five more years, Gun.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Four years old, right? That's what we decided.
It'll be about three.
Three? Okay. Yeah. They'll probably have one by then.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
What would you actually say to him?
He'd be like, great job.
Yeah, great job.
Out there. Don't.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Like, great job.
That was amazing. You know, I just feel like we'll be like excited for
it. You know what I'll say?
I don't know.
Listen, yeah. That was great. You have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep in mind, if you want to vlog instead, you can. And you should.
And you hand him a camera.
Yeah. Do you want to come on Insanely Chill fireball. And talk about that in our next episode, Gunther? That's what we're going to say. Yeah.
Now's the time, son.
Yeah.
You scored the game-winning goal.
Yeah.
You can now be a guest on my podcast to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
What other situations you got?
Okay. All right. So for this one, what we can do instead is, Kelsey, you go ahead and look into your camera. You can go first.
Okay.
And then Cody, you can look into your camera. So that way it's a little more intimate. I think that might really like drive the point home for Gunther when he sees us 3 years from now. Okay.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said that like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Gunther, your dad's being a dick. Okay.
Gunther, your dad's being a dick.
You're like, that was actually the scene. Cody's being a dick.
The principal has called and informed you that Gunther has lit a firecracker in his high school bathroom and one of the toilets has exploded. He's just walked through the front door as you're hanging up. Kelsey, action.
Where the hell did you get a firecracker?
Greg had one.
Greg? Like your grandpa?
Grandpa? Yeah. Yeah, Grandpa Greg's hooking up fireworks.
Yes.
You're never going to Canada again.
Grandpa gave me one.
How did you get that through customs?
Yeah, Jesus. I would say, listen. What's going on? Why did you think that it was a good idea to bring a firecracker? First of all, where'd you get it? Straight off. Where did you get a lighter? How did you know what to do with a firecracker? And
Grandpa.
If he said he learned it from his grandfather, which I don't think either one of his grandfathers would teach him that, but I would say, well, Grandpa has seen a lot. And he knows how to work firecrackers and in what area to work them. And we're going to give him a little call. We're going to say, Grandpa, would you ever light a firecracker in the school bathroom? And then Grandpa would say no. And then he'd get off the phone and I would say, listen, I think we need to take some time to think about what you've done.
Nice.
But I would probably not handle it like that at all. By the time he's in school and I'm like old and there's other kids and who the hell really knows?
Yeah.
So Hunter,
the actual
get to your room. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like.
Was it a little funny? Was it funny or was it just dangerous?
You got to, what you got to do is like, you got to make it seem like You just want to talk about it at first.
Okay, yeah.
And then he'll open up.
I just want to chat.
No, you don't even say, I'm not mad. You're just like, so where'd you get it? What was it like?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What gave you the idea?
I've been looking everywhere for firecrackers.
What gave you the idea to do that? And then he tells you and you're like, you're really, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And your principal's pissed.
Got it.
I don't care. I'm just kidding. I would be upset.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'd be like, your mom is pissed. I think it's funny.
And I would be like, yeah, that sounds about right. I don't know. That's a really good question.
I think you handled that well. Yeah. You're exasperated, kind of just, but you're stern, and it's you got to be swift with adjust. You have to nip that shit in the bud.
Yeah, he would know that it wasn't an okay thing to do. He would, that would be pretty clear.
Yeah.
What's the next
one?
Well,
you're out to dinner, okay?
Okay.
Gunther's got his iPad.
Uh-oh. Dad's in town.
And
what?
And you're
gone a lot, and you come back, and they instantly get their iPads.
This scenario, Cody
couldn't
travels
tell you.
Like 250 days out
no,
of the
I
year.
Don't know. I don't know where I was going with that one.
Dad's back.
No, because I'm gone so much, you know. I miss you. I want some time with you. So we plug the, you know?
Okay.
The kids have the iPads. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm joking.
You can't remember the name of an actor in that show you like. So you grab the iPad, you open Safari, and you start to type, and boobs is in the autofill.
Yeah.
Action.
Oh, my
God. No, this is actually what would happen. We take it. Gunther's here. I see it says boobs, and I go.
And I'm like.
And we're like this. Okay. Oh, it was Macaulay Culkin. And then we give it back to him, and we probably don't talk about it because he's going to look at boobs at some point. And as long as it stays on his little iPad, he doesn't print it out and bring it to school with the firecrackers. I don't really care.
I did that once.
You Wait, printed what? Out.
I printed out boobs and brought them to school.
And you turned
no
out
way.
Fine.
Dude,
if
did
I
you
really? Like,
yeah.
Like Ryan
no way.
Analog boobs?
Analog,
because I mean,
you brought analog boobs to school?
I'm 35. We were waiting on the internet back then when I was in sixth grade.
And you
or
turned
seventh
out
grade.
Totally Damn. Fine.
Okay. Zach, let's pull that up, dude.
Let's see if we can find the picture Ryan was looking at.
I remember it like it was yesterday. We were huddled around the lunch table. Everybody was like, whoa.
That's crazy. What do boobs look like again? Can you?
I probably wouldn't
dial up.
Shame
it was dial up back then too.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably had to wait like
had to wait. I had printed 10 them
minutes for that shit.
I had printed them off when I was house sitting, babysitting, or something for my neighbor, and they had internet and a computer, and I was like,
wow. Wait, that's fucked up. Because his wife could have found the fucking.
Hey, I was
wife
like,
is like looking through the history, like.
Probably.
Did you search boobs?
Probably yeah. What happened.
It's like, no.
No?
You did. It's right here. I have the history.
It wasn't me. I haven't searched boobs.
I used to draw boobs in the snow.
Wait, what?
I used to draw boobs
okay,
in the snow.
Those are analog boobs.
Yeah.
Those are analog boobs.
Self-drawn boobs.
That's crazy. You just had to imagine what they might look like in the snow.
Back in the day.
Damn, that's
Greg,
crazy.
How big did you draw them?
Yeah, just
can you give us a? Can you give us
yeah,
a?
Yeah, I don't just too much detail.
Invited your friends over. You gotta come check out this set I just found.
Quick though, they're in the snow. It's gonna melt.
Your parents pull in the driveway. What are those?
Yeah, yeah.
He made double D's on the driveway again. God damn it. All right, we'll end on a. Do we want to
be like? Do you want to know what boobs are? Or
yeah,
like
I,
you know what they are, right?
I wouldn't be.
Why are you?
I
why are you Googling
boob shame
these?
Him?
Boob shame?
Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah.
I would just be like, "What are you learning about in science class these days? Anything interesting like boobs?"
What if he's
or?
Like, "Yeah, boobs." Our teacher's teaching us about boobs. I don't know.
Titties, knockers.
She said something about huge boobs. I'm not really sure, but I don't know. Nothing too interesting.
Huge boobs.
Huge boobs.
That's really funny.
Do we want to end on a sweet one? Or like, how much more do you want to leave for Gunther? This is your time capsule.
Let's do a sweet one.
Sure.
Okay.
A sweet one. I feel like I haven't been serious at all, so.
prom night's coming up. Gunther's a little nervous.
18-year-old Gunther.
Does he have a date?
He's got a date, but he doesn't really know how to talk to his date very well. I'm leaving it gender neutral, you know.
Right.
But limo's about to pull up. They're going to be the limo. Action.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. What are you going to say? You're the dad.
Yeah, it's like one-on-one time. Cody and Gunther.
Gunthy, one-thy. What?
Gunthy, one-thy when he's 18.
Gunth.
Nice.
Gunt. That's what we're going to call him. We're going to call him Gunt for short.
Gunt.
Ow.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Listen, Gunt. Just be, you know, just be you. You're the coolest guy we know. Mm. And you're our best friend.
Aww.
And you're going to be great no matter what. Go out there and kill it. Figuratively.
And I would be standing, nodding, probably crying.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
I hope that helped you prepare for Gunt's arrival.
Me too. I feel good about it.
And Gunn, if you're watching now in the future, play these back if you need advice for other, you know, these life situations. These are here for you, buddy. So
you know, when he's a guest on the show, then we'll show him these.
We're gonna be doing this in 25 years.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, this is for life, babe.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one can. You guys all have to be here still.
Oh.
Go. Oh. Is this my career peak? Is this it?
Yeah. I'll be 60
I mean, we
years
all will
old.
Be.
Damn, you will be.
Damn.
In 25 years?
You're going to be 57. So.
Yeah.
A sprightly 57. Thank you very much. Not 60. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong.
60 and 60.
60 is the new 30.
Yeah, so we're excited.
We're obviously excited. It's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to share it with everyone.
How much time am I supposed to give Cody off? Because he's going to tell me a week.
No, I know he is.
So what's the actual
paternity leave?
No, I
said a month. A month of not coming in.
A month of not coming in. He'll be recording from home.
Okay.
So we gotta bash some episodes.
But
let's get a drunk episode in.
Yeah, we should. Actually, we should do that before the kid's born for sure.
Yeah,
the drunk episode?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, yeah.
I want to do the drunk episode with you.
We'll do it after too. But like, we'll do, let's do every episode drunk.
We can save it till after the pregnancy.
The old Zach way, if you will.
Yeah, let's take a page out of Zach's book.
Yeah.
He's never done a sober episode, I don't think. He's like, we should try a sober one. See what that's like.
I bet those are fun.
I bet people would love that. We'll figure that out. And then we'll do one before you'll drive me home.
Okay.
And then we'll do one after, but we got to get like a sitter and all that stuff.
No, and then you'll drive me home.
Drunk.
Well, if you do one, maybe it would be fun if I was sober and you were drunk, and then you were sober and I was drunk.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like I'd be like, you know what? This whole month thing, I don't know about it. So maybe we shouldn't do that.
We did my version. We had my Gracie Abrams concert on Friday.
Which was?
Okay.
It was a concert that I really wanted to go to that she didn't.
Yeah.
She was a champ, though. She was not me.
I want to be clear that I didn't. It's not that I didn't want to go see him. I wanted to see him. I was just tired. Like,
no, I know.
We had a really long week.
We did shit every single night last week. And then on Friday, it was like our only night.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really want to go to the show.
Do we want to say who it was?
It was Noah Kahan.
Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
And he was so great.
I mean, it was like one of the best, musically, one of the best shows.
Yeah.
That I've ever seen.
Yes.
Because like everything, his band, his voice.
Yeah.
It was just incredible.
It was really great. But I did have in the back of my mind, like, this I was thinking, like, this is like the Gracie Abrams thing, so you have to be in a good mood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I was like, you have to, he needs to look over at you and be like, wow. She's amazing. She's pregnant, she's tired, she's still dancing, she's singing. So I was like, and then I would sit down for a second and be like, pop back up and be like, yeah. Did you
really
think?
Because like, I was like,
to yourself, how amazing I was that night.
I did, yeah, multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah, it was funny though because I was like, I really want to go to this, and she was like, why? I was like, because I like his music, and she was like, you only found out about him like a month ago because I brought him up.
Yeah,
and I was like, are you calling me a fake fan?
I was like, I showed you his song.
We're having this argument about like why I like his music. Yeah. I'm like, why does it matter? And she's like, it doesn't. I just don't want to go to this.
I was like, you wouldn't even know any songs if I didn't show you them.
I know, it's true. I'm like, so?
Yeah, I know. It didn't make any sense. I was trying to.
I am kind of a fake fan, though. I feel like, but he's blowing up. He must have like
but
half
his music
the people
is
at
so
that show.
Good.
Actually, he was playing his first songs ever and the whole fucking audience was singing them. So I was like, damn, I got
some
work to
do.
Yeah, no,
I feel like everyone there was like a very, like knew every single song.
I felt like a little bit of a poser. I gotta be honest. Because I knew the hits, but then the other ones I was standing there like pretending like I do when I speak at the same time as you.
Yeah.
Just saying the lyrics at the same time as everyone else, just delayed half a second.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, but you were having, fun. You're having fun. Don't.
No, I had a blast. It was awesome.
It
the
really,
music was just so good. It was like I didn't even need to know the songs. I could just stand there and vibe.
It was really, really great. It was a great show. Yeah. He crushed it for sure. I'm glad that we went. I ended up being very happy that we went.
And the Greek is beautiful.
Yeah, I've never actually been there.
Great the venue. Greek's great. I saw John Bellion at the Greek. Really
good. What?
Yeah.
When?
Year two ago, 2 years ago.
Oh my God!
We got
that's
go see,
a show I was.
We
got
to go
see
Renee Rapp.
Is she at the Greek too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
We definitely have to do that.
Did we talk about Taylor Swift Eras Tour with you yet?
We did.
We did, but
yeah. Somehow I got left out of that conversation today when I said, "Oh, we should talk about the Taylor Swift show." He was like, "We kind of already talked about that, and people don't like when we talk about things more than once, so I don't think we can talk about it again." And I said, "Interesting.
No, but
sometimes we talked about the Iron Man just out of curiosity."
That's true.
But okay.
That's a good point. That's a good
interesting.
Point. Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Damn.
It was all I will say.
But we've also talked about Taylor Swift many times.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't shut up about it for sure. But all I'm going to say is that Cody, he crushed it. He was a great husband and he had so much fun. And oh, yeah.
So did nice. You look over at me multiple times and think,
yeah,
he's the best?
I actually did. When you were like, I'm feeling 20. There was like a moment where it was just Cody and all of the husbands. Like all of his friends, and they just like were like hugging each other and singing.
That's cool.
And I was like,
the hubbies.
The hubbies.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And it was just like fun and it was the best. And I didn't have anything to be worried about.
It's great.
He had a lot of energy. So it was great. Yeah. It was, I mean, obviously you could probably agree.
Yes.
But it was like the best.
Amazing.
The best show.
3.5 hours. She's insane.
Insane.
Wow.
And it was just so good.
Yeah. Every single part of it.
Yeah. Wait, what were your surprise songs?
We did King of My Heart.
Nice.
And I Know Places.
Wow. That's so you got the 1989 no,
no
that
was
the
night
next
before,
night.
Yeah, the next night did 1989.
Okay. Wow. Those are really good ones.
Really good.
Yeah. Good really for good. You. I'm happy for you. You deserve
what
it.
What did you get?
Death by a Thousand Cuts, which she already sang once and she sang again for us, which was wonderful. And You're on Your Own, Kit.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good. It was great. It was wonderful.
And now we're seeing Drake on Monday. What surprise songs do you think he's going to do?
I heard everyone is a surprise song. I saw a TikTok that was like, hey, Drake, can you just sing it the way that you recorded it?
Yeah,
so I can sing along with
what
to
is,
one
what's
song.
What's with that? Noel said the same thing.
Noel said the same thing, yeah. He's like changing up the melodies.
Well, I think that I took it as like a challenge because I think I'm pretty adaptable.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be like, I can tell what he's about to do. And I'm going to be like, I know the words. So I'm going to just be like that with him. I'm going to be out there like, I don't know. I was going to try to sing a song, but I'm not going to. I don't know. I got nervous, but.
Started from the bottom.
Yeah, how would he change that?
Started. Brr. For the bottom.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be like, oh, he's going high.
No, okay. We're here. I wasn't done.
I'm excited for the challenge to see if I can keep up with Drake and his craziness.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm stoked.
I'm so excited. Did Noel say it was good?
He said it was good. Yeah, he said it was he's kind of like horny, sort of. Like it's kind of made for like the women.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And as a guy, you're kind of made to feel like I shouldn't be here.
Really?
That's what he said. Like, at one point, there's a gigantic sperm. That's one of the visuals.
That's like literally,
visuals.
You guys should be like, that's us! Sperm! Yes, guys!
Jeez!
We make those!
That's our mascot.
Like, I feel like you should be like, we make sperm! We make sperm! Like, I don't know. You could take that in a different way.
You should
semen! Semen! Semen!
Let's go, boys!
If I was a girl...
Yo, Drake's cum is up there!
I'm sorry, but as a girl, I'm not like, oh my God, yes, a sperm! I'm like, ew, what
I'm
the fuck
sure
is that?
I'm sure girls are.
No, I'm like, okay, take that all off the stage. I don't want to see that.
I bet you everyone in there is kind of like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Who is
I wouldn't
this
be like,
for?
Ooh, Drake!
Who is this
yes!
Yo, that's my come up there. That's great.
You girl see that? See that right there? No, I'd be like, you guys should be stoked. He's like representing the boys.
I guess. What if it was just like a big nutsack up there?
Once again, girls would be like, ew, what the fuck is that? Get that off of there. Come on. Drink, please.
Come on, you guys were Googling nutsack as a kid.
never once have I Googled nutsack.
You didn't draw a picture of a nutsack in the snow when you were a kid?
No, I fucking did, definitely.
Definitely not. No. I'm excited. We'll report back with how the Drake concert goes.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun.
In 2 months when we do the next episode.
Yeah.
That's it for this one, guys. Thanks for listening. Again, if you enjoyed, hit like on this, subscribe to us, and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, give us a little review. Thanks for watching. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, this was so fun.
Hope you enjoyed. And
love you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.